Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Two, check, check, two. Check, two. Yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Manic Monday, May 6, 2013. Welcome back, everybody. Good to see everybody in the chit-chat room, especially a pouty girl, Bash Organs, Becca Lena, Canadian Glenn, Josh 33, Melissa 13, Nyan Weil, Perv Pinata? Pinata? Perf Pinata. Pinata. Okay. Raven Bowden, Spyco, and X You Out. Big up Spyco in the building. You missed out on some merriment earlier on Twitter, Spyco. We could have really used your socks earlier, because everybody knows that the favoriter, a.k.a. Spongy Bob, set a milestone, becoming the first ever user to be inducted into favorite jail. That's right. He found the limit on the amount of favorites it takes before you can't favorite anymore. And, so today, since Spongy Bob was on favorite timeout, half the internet favorited all of his tweets. I looked at some of his tweets, and some of the tweets had like 50, 60 favorites. Each one had like 50 or 60 favorites on average. So his phone must have been just on fire. Kind of like mine was the other night when he was favoriting every single one of my tweets. I can only imagine. See, I just had him, one person favoriting all my tweets. He had like 60 people favoriting every single one of his tweets. And then he had the audacity to open up another account, a ninja version of his account. So he got more notifications pushed through that. You're just asking for it. So we found a way to use and abuse favorites on Twitter today. Also, I believe that our friend Just Sicko, who is not with us here right now, unfortunately, was here with us last night. I believe he was doxxed today. So that happened. The Senate passed a internet sales tax bill, which fortunately will die in the House. But can you believe the nerve of these assholes trying to raise our taxes on the internet, commerce is booming? More and more commerce every day is happening on the internet. It's helping keep the economy afloat in some ways. People purchasing things over the internet, get them cheaper. And Congress wants a piece of that. They want a cut of that. Yeah. I'm not down with that. I'm not down with new taxes, especially not new sales tax on internet transactions. I view this as an affront to us internet denizens, just in the same way as CISPA was a total affront to us. And if you haven't figured it out by now, kids, the Democrats and the Republicans don't give a fuck about you, all right? The Democrats, they want to take your money online. The Republicans want to take your privacy online, all right? It's time to start thinking post-partisan, people. Let's think outside of the box. Let's forget about this cute little left-right paradigm that everybody wants us to be squished into, this little box. Let's bust out of that and start thinking like individuals again, with, you know, thinking for ourselves. Oh my God. But the one good thing about gridlock, having a split Congress with the House dominated by the Republicans and the Senate by the Democrats, is it causes gridlock. So CISPA couldn't pass, and his internet sales tax bill will not pass either, because it's going to die in the House. So there is some good that comes out of gridlock. Anyhoot, I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I'm excited to have a last-minute guest join me tonight. It's going to be Neil Rauhauser. He has just recently penned a blog about anonymous potentially claiming sovereignty, which I find interesting considering tomorrow Anonymous is allegedly launching Op USA, That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Anonymous is going to attempt to do what the Soviet Union couldn't do, what the Nazis couldn't do, what the fascists in Italy couldn't do. That's right. Anonymous is going to take down the United States of America tomorrow. Dude, it's going to be insane, bros. Get some popcorn ready for that. All right, my prediction, tomorrow, OpUSA, you know what's going to happen? All right. CIA.gov goes down. FBI.gov goes down. Oh, maybe State Department website goes down. A couple of .gov, you know, local .govs all over the country will go down. Maybe a few small little municipal websites in, like, buttfuck Egypt that have no budget for internet security whatsoever are going to get their SQL injected. You know, it's going to be the same old shit. They're going to target low-hanging fruit, poor mom-and-pop shops, you know, that are just trying to, you know, online florists are going to be going down. Tango down! Jack and Sandy's flowers. OpUSA! Fuck yeah! America! Hammurabi's Code says, I'm guessing lots of EDUs. Yeah, should be some EDUs going down. It'll be interesting. But I'm glad Neil reached out to me tonight because I had no clue what I was going to be talking about tonight. So it looks like we're going to talk about what has more or less been the topic the last couple of shows, Anonymous. And by the way, I have one eye on the Warriors basketball game. It's getting quick. The Warriors are in game one of their playoff series versus the San Antonio Spurs, and it's getting down to the wire here. Fourth quarter, last update, it's Warriors 104, Spurs 96, with 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the game. That's the latest update. Be keeping an eye on that. This would be huge if the Warriors could pull off this upset. I know you don't care, but I'm in the Bay, and the Warriors are our team, and we're excited here. Okay. All right, composure. All right, without any further ado, let's bring on our guest and welcome Neil Rauhauser to the show. Welcome, Neil. Neil?
Hello?
Hey, Neil, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome, Neil. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Vince?
I'm doing great. Hopefully, in a couple of minutes, I'll be doing a lot better when the Warriors game is over. But I'm hanging in there. I was really excited that you reached out to me tonight, and you want to talk about this. Your blog was entitled something about the sovereignty of Anonymous. Can you explain that? I read your blog, and I'm still kind of puzzled by what your point is.
I entitled the post "The Sovereign Virtual Order of Anonymous." And my motivation for this, I've been watching the stuff that the various nodes have been up to, and, you know, they've become players in the international scene. I mean, Israel attacks Gaza, and, you know, certainly the media trumpet for the Palestinians was Anonymous. And there's been a similar, not quite as intense, but a similar set of actions regarding what's happening to the Rohingya people in Myanmar. And there have been all of these pronouncements about, you know, sovereign citizens and, you know, the internet as its own thing. And on March 27th, Walls Warfare actually tweeted something about the internet declaring independence. And it's not as far-fetched as you might think to have a non-state actor with diplomatic recognition.
So you're talking about establishing an anonymous state.
Not exactly.
Or anonymous state of mind.
I found this. I was looking at hydrology, stuff to do with the Nile. And if you look at the border between Sudan and Egypt, there are two disputed areas. And this is due to a treaty 110 years ago. And there's an elevated area right on the coast called Halaib, which is it's got the only forests in Egypt. And it's claimed by both Egypt and Sudan. And then there's another roughly 800 square mile territory adjacent to it, which is known as Bir Tawil. And this area is unclaimed by either Egypt or Sudan. If either country asserts a claim on that space, they lose the right to the much more interesting and valuable cloud forest stuff that's on the coast of the Red Sea. And this is called
cloud
Aran
forest.
Mali.
It's called a cloud
forest.
There's
actually it's like a fairly high elevation, and it's a wet area, and it's the only place that supports forests in Egypt. But the legal precedent here is that in the past, you know, during the age of exploration, new lands could be claimed, and this is referred to as terra nullius, or areas of land that are not controlled by any particular state. And Africa's had these two on the Egyptian and Sudan border. There was a narrow strip between Burkina Faso and Niger that just got resolved here in the last few months. It's been a problem for them for a century, and they just got it cleaned up. And the other one in Africa is this simmering wall war in Western Sahara, which there are locals, there are Spanish claims, the Moroccan government wants the part that's actually economically productive. And for the rest of the world, there are I'm sorry, is that like totally overwhelming? We got a train passing here.
No, it's not too bad. I think we can.
Okay, it's killing me. So, yeah. So
if you
want to
wait for it to pass,
I think they're done with the crossing that we're going to hear them.
Okay,
through.
Cool.
So there are these areas in Africa that are disputed like this. And then globally, there are just a handful of places, and it's mostly unoccupied and uninhabitable rocks that are now becoming interesting because of petroleum in the region. So there's an ongoing conflict between China and Japan, and it's, I think, the Spratly Reef is the name of the place. But in digging deeper into that, I was looking at the diplomatic status for these things, and I noticed the Order of the Knights of St. John. And these guys were very big in the Crusader kingdoms in the Mideast, and they got expelled by the Muslims about 800 years ago. And they've migrated steadily west across the Mediterranean. They controlled Cyprus for a while. They moved to the island of Rhodes. And then from 1530 until 1798, they controlled the island of Malta. And they were expelled when Napoleon took over Malta, but they've retained sovereign status. So there are 13,000 members of this organization, and they run hospitals. They're like
you're talking
doctors
about the Knights
without
of Malta.
Borders.
You're talking about the Knights of Malta?
The Knights of St. John, the Knights of Malta would be another name for them. Mm-hmm. And they issue coins, they issue stamps, and they issue passports, and they don't have any geographic territory. They've got a field office inside the Vatican City, and then they got back one of their historic forts in Malta just about 15 years ago. The Maltese government has permitted some special status, so they have these two little postage stamp size spaces. But they are, for all effects, a non-geographic entity that issues passports.
Oh, my God. The Warriors are only up 3 points now. Holy shit. Fuck me. Okay, so you're suggesting that Anonymous, tries to land grab develop its own.
Well, Anonymous acts across international borders, like the Knights of St. John. For the activist portion of the organization, it's very much a relief effort. you know, becoming a media operation for voiceless and stateless peoples. And they're, you know, so they've got those two key components. And what they lack is any sort of historical evidence of having had a state of their own. And, you know, the interesting thing here would be if a few Egyptian Anons should stroll across the border into Bir Tawil and plant the flag. I don't know how the Egyptian or Sudanese government would react to that. But that's 800 square miles of land that is, it's not productive. It's desert land, but it's open for grabs.
I'm not sure how well that's going to go over with Anonymous. I mean, your non-news just announced it was going to do a news aggregation site, and the whole fucking Anonymous community went ballistic.
This is the other thing with passports. You have an identity. And so the question is, how does an organization that depends on denial of membership, I mean, if your name becomes known, you know, you're voted off the island instantly.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. A lot of people have been outed, and they keep being anonymous. Like, you know, Jackal's been doxxed a bazillion times. You got Commander X, who's on the run but still doing stuff. He's been doxxed. People like Barrett Brown and Peter Fine, who were just kind of openly, you know, name fags to begin with. So, like, you know, a lot of people get their identities revealed, but they still operate under the banner of Anonymous. So I don't even know that being little A Anonymous applies to necessarily being big A Anonymous.
You know, I think that's been more and more of an issue. I mean, you've watched for the last 9 months this catfight between the griefer old school Anons and the activists. And if there's a further attempt to maneuver that brand into, you know, an even greater position of visibility and conflict, I think you'd see renewed effort on their part to, you know, treat them like another nation state. So it's a, if anything is to happen there, it'll be a perpetual civil war between the various factions.
Yeah, I just don't see it happening. No, knowing what it, from my experience with watching Anonymous and whatnot, first of all, I don't think that they could mobilize enough people to pull that off, to physically pull off their own nation state. But, you know, the idea of a virtual nation state sounds like it's more plausible. And you could almost argue that they currently have sort of their own little virtual nation.
Like the Islamic Emirate of Waziristan, which nobody in the world recognizes, but basically a self-governing patch of land between Pakistan and Afghanistan. And, you know, there's a lot of the things that one would associate with the stateless people that are happening there. So, you know, I don't know where it goes from here. I mean, this is a think piece for me. This was intended to be provocative. It's intended to get the activists thinking about, you know, how to go about, you know, above and beyond the sort of infowar militia service that they provide to those who are oppressed, and you know, what else they could do. I think that if this gets noticed, it's going to create quite a stir with, you know, the governments who are attempting to claim that Anonymous is a terrorist organization. Recognition is an issue. I don't think anyone would want to be the first. And it seems to me that if they really did want to open a sort of virtual embassy, that maybe Sealand would be the place to do it. And that's a World War II defensive platform that's outside the territorial waters of the UK. And it's had two citizens in the past, a husband and wife team, and currently their son is apparently the sole resident and reigning monarch. And they have been involved in, you know, the coins and stamps, the collectible stuff, and online gambling. And so they've already had something of a data haven aspect. And it may be that these sorts of maneuvers of you know, people laying claim to such an identity would be for the sake of protecting their, you know, what they own in terms of digital content. And if it's stored at Sealand and they have some form of identification, you know, and it'd be like a numbered bank account. You'd have some sort of, you know, public-private key pair that would serve as a unique identifier, like a PGP key.
Son of a bitch, the Warriors are going into overtime. I can't believe it. God damn it. They were up by 12 with like 3 minutes left, and now they're going to overtime. Shit. Anyway, I think I came up with the idea of there being an anonymous nation once too. I was thinking, why don't you guys just all just take over a state, just all move to a state like Idaho or something, and just make it anonymous, just the anonymous state, and live your anonymous lives there. And this is great. This is even further away. This is in Africa. That's great. Although let's say that it does actually materialize, and there is this anonymous state that is put out there. I mean, you're just going to see it's going to be seen as a land grab, you know, I think you're just going to end up with another, you know, Israel-Palestinian situation. Although people will be saying, God damn, those Anons, they're you know, they come and stole our land and blah blah blah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But you're going to have a massive expatriate community, and they're extremely aggressive when provoked. And I don't know that anyone would want to stir in a conflict like that. I mean,
I got to do some chat room moderation here. Danny Dantalian is just going out of control. So 2 minutes, Danny Dantalian, 2 minutes for scrolling. 2 minutes, Danny Dantalian for scrolling. Okay, continue.
Yeah, I mean, so it's just a concept. It's just something that's been on my mind for a while. And, it's a thought provoker. I don't know that it's all that reasonable to expect that it would happen. But what if? And then the follow-on discussions, I think, you know, they take us to a lot of places. We have the two major instances of stateless people being persecuted. And I think here in the United States, what we're going to see is that, you know, we're really becoming a nation of have and have not. And if you're a nobody and you get mistreated by the airlines, you're screwed. If you're a nobody with 50,000 Twitter followers and you get mistreated by the airlines, look out. You know, this is the sort of thing that can be a stock price affecting event. And there are certainly other brands. You know, we have these corporate persons who, have been endowed with these rights by a collection of Supreme Court mistakes over the last 150 years. And they come under attack when they bother an individual. So there's a lot of philosophical discussion points to be found in taking up the question of whether or not a newfound order without any geographic territory could claim similar status to what the Knights of St. John have now.
The other factor you have to bring into play is, how are you going to get half of these Anons out of their parents' basement?
You know, understood. We have a generation
How the hell are these? I mean, these Anons don't even know how to loik a website without getting caught. How are they going to build infrastructure from scratch?
I think the bigger question to look at here, we have 80 million Americans between 18 and 34. This is the millennial generation. 15% unemployment across the board, and that focuses more heavily on Black and Hispanic and more heavily on men in general and more heavily in urban areas. So you've got a contingent of, you know, at least 6 million young men who are screwed. They, I don't have career paths. We no longer have any sort of manufacturing base in this country. And we have all these guys coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq. So what happens when you sprinkle tens of thousands of unemployed men with hardcore urban combat or long-distance outdoor insurgency background into a group like that that's basically being delegitimized by their own government?
Right.
That's a ticking bomb for this nation. And we have to figure out at a policy level what to do with those kids, or they're going to make a god-awful mess. I mean, you see what's happening in Greece? If we have a banking sector hit, which I've been expecting for, you know, a couple of years now, imagine that, you know, the Greek problem scaled up to the size of an entire continent.
Oh yeah, something yeah. There's no doubt that that's we're prolonging that for as long as we can, or at least the government is. Yeah, there's this question of all these derivatives that are floating out there that need to be liquidized, and there's just not enough money in the world to cover it all. I mean, the printers are already going on overdrive as it is, and there's all this money on that.
Let me put some numbers on that. Our global economy annually is about $50 trillion, the GDP. The nominal value of real estate globally is about $75 trillion. And I first started paying attention to the derivatives problem when it was just shy of $700 trillion. And it is not investing in any sense of the word. You can literally take out a credit default swap on a transaction you're not involved in. If you're a hedge fund operator and you've got some inside intel on a particular government, you know, and something that's going to happen, you can take out insurance on a company that you have no business relationship with based on that knowledge. And if things go well or badly, depending on how you place your credit default swap, you can get paid for not doing anything. This is gambling. This is not investing. And it has become endemic. I mean, the only thing America has manufactured for the last 10 years has been a lot of junk paper, and now it's everywhere. So one of these days, someone's going to hit that just right. And I think listeners may have noticed what's happening in Cyprus with their collapse of the banking sector. And there are something like 0.02% of the European Union's total GDP. And problems with their banking sector could have caused the entire European Union to unwind.
Oh, so yeah. You know what I think is interesting is all of the countries that are having these financial and financial crisis are all in the Mediterranean. It seems to be the curse of the Mediterranean Sea. You got Spain with like 30% unemployment. Portugal, Italy, Greece, all the pig nations, except for Ireland, if you consider Ireland part of the pig nations, they're all there in the Mediterranean. You got Cyprus, and then the lower Mediterranean, you have all these conflicts going on. It's hell down there in that area. And what sucks is it's such a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, the five little pigs that you're talking about there, Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, and Spain, have been on death watch for the last 2 years. And the European
Son
Union
of a bitch,
has...
the Spurs are ahead now. God damn it. Sorry, continue.
So that danger has been there. And you see the European Central Bank, and it comes down to France and Germany and northern European countries, which are less screwed up than their neighbors to the south. And they've been talking about a Greek exit from the euro, and that sets a precedent. And they think it would be sort of a domino effect from east to west, that it would start there, get Italy, get Spain, get Portugal, and roll right on around the continent. And a little known fact, if Greece had not accepted the bailout, if they had simply said, yeah, screw it, our banks are bankrupt, if they had done what Iceland had done, the deposits in all French banks that are exposed to Greece bonds are less than the total bond loss. It would have instantly vaporized the entire French banking business. Like their top three banks would have just disappeared overnight.
French banks, it's my understanding that the French banks had the highest exposure to Greek debt. Like they were the highest holders of Greek bonds.
They have the worst capitalization.
But weren't they just bailed out by the Central Bank of Europe?
I believe the French banks have something like a 70-1 asset to loan ratio, and the rest of the countries are more typically a 20-1. You know, so they're very, very leveraged, and there has been an ongoing dance of attempting to paper over what's happened. I mean, it isn't like we're going to have a loss. The loss has already occurred, and we've been engaging in make-believe that this isn't the case. And it's been that way for 5 years, and since the collapse of Bear Stearns in late 2007.
And Lehman Brothers. And WaMu. I got burned so hard on WaMu. I bought, mm-hmm. during that whole financial crisis, I was like, okay, there's no way WaMu is going to bust. It's just too low. I know it's going to come back up eventually. Even if I just, you know, get in at $2, you know, it goes back up to $4. I sell off and make, you know, I double my money. No, they went down the fucking toilet, man. That was my venture into day trading or whatever trading period, online trading. Fuck that, man. Those guys, that game is rigged. And of course, I always pick the wrong horse. I guess I picked the wrong horse, but yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous what's happening. And this whole internet tax thing that was brought up today really pissed me off because you know, these are the people who rewarded these banks, these investment firms, for crashing our economy, and now they're going to turn around and tax us on the internet, you know, I figure, why not just tax, if you're going to tax anybody on transactions, let's tax Wall Street. I mean, you got this flash trading that's going on, you know, thousands and thousands of transactions a second. You know, what if you had 1% or even it could be less than 1% tax on that? That could save so much right there. What it would also do is it would discourage this rampant, you know, flash trading and speculation and all these securitized derivatives and all this other bullshit. You know, I'm against taxes. I want to see less taxes. I want to see the IRS go away. You know, but if these guys are going to pull shit out of their ass like an internet tax, you know, why not a Wall Street tax? Why not punish them for their mishandling of our economy?
We've always had the concept of a consumption tax paying for local infrastructure, and since the internet came along, it's been a huge issue. Now, California's really aggressive about collecting. If you have a center of operation there and you ship into the state, they will find you. But in general, it would be a nightmare to administer because you'd have state collections people and, you know, an out-of-state need to collect. Who's going to do the work? And that's why it's been left the way it is. And if we must tax transactions, it has to happen at the federal level rather than the state. The stuff you're talking about with an internet tax versus a stock market tax, this is regressive. The people who buy things on the internet, that's, you know, you and me, people who work for a living, people who have the money to get involved in Wall Street. You know, this is idle wealth. It's excess and often unearned. And the concept of the tax, I think if you Google Robinhood tax, you'll find some information on that. And they were proposing not 1%, not a tenth of a percent, but I think it was 1/100% on transactions. And the projections were just astronomical as to, you know, the amount of debt that this would clear up for the country. And I think it's important to note, in terms of Wall Street's overall health, I believe 2012 was a winning year, but there were 12 days when things were up, when the bulk of the profit-making happened, and first of the month. So it corresponded with 401k deposits, you know, people still locked into 401k plans. And if you factor that out, we have a real mess. So, you know, something has to be done there. And I'm sad to say, but we have such a capture of Congress that I think, you know, rather than a thoughtful transition to what comes next, there's going to be some sort of discontinuity here. You know, we're not going to do things the way Iceland did. We're going to end up looking like Greece.
Yeah.
The U.S. government will not take its medicine until it gets kicked in the crotch, kicked again in the ribs, and it's laying on the ground with its mouth open gasping. Then it'll take a shot of whatever is needed to clean this stuff out. But until then, the tiny amount of funds required to, you know, buy, sell, and trade politicians makes it impossible for we the people to have any real say in what's happening.
Yeah. God damn it. Well, the Warriors are still in the game. They're tied going into another overtime, I believe. Am I seeing that right? Wow, 115-115 going into overtime number two. Craziness. Okay, speaking of craziness, let's bring on we got Hammurabi's code here who wants to talk. Let's see what he has for us. Hammurabi, did you want to chime in on any of this?
Oh God, no! Are you kidding me? That was the boringest shit I've heard all week.
Okay, then what?
I want to chat about the Ron Brin shit. Neil.
All right.
What about your Ron Brin voodoo dolls? Let's get the pins heated up.
God, oh yes. Boy, here we go. What about Ron Brin, Brinard?
Well, I mean, he's pretty much like the biggest faggot on the internet. And
dude, don't say that. He's cool, man. He's not a bad guy.
No, I went ahead and I downloaded the MP3 of your site, of the show, to make absolutely certain that I quoted him properly.
Okay.
On his ED page. And you got credit, so here's a link. Oh, wait, that's not it. I don't know who the fuck that guy is. I was trying to figure it out, but I have no idea. So, boom.
Yeah.
Wait.
Quotes about Ron. Did I say
I have a previously unreleased bit of faggotry from Ron that I turned up today. In early February of 2012, he managed to identify what he thought was my mother's street address. And it was a full-tilt Ron extortion operation in email. You give me your service address so I can give it to another person, and it's a person who's been harassing me, who's a New Jersey resident. And I just said, no. And he's like, you know, this is your mom's address. And, you know, my response was, that's the county where my family's lived the last 150 years. The cop that's going to turn up was a pallbearer at my dad's funeral. Do you really want to go there? And he backed off. And it's kind of a mysterious, you know, it's one of those things where you can't really tell if there's a cause and effect or if it's just coincidence. But it wasn't very long after that that someone started jabbing Ron about his affair with Megan Carpentier, who is his replacement at Raw Story. And I recall seeing some tweets of someone talking about him not letting that little faggot Mike Rogers push him around. And he started talking, and he broke his confidentiality agreement that he had with Raw Story, and he got himself sued. Which was a cause for a great deal
of
hurt
about Mike
on
Rogers,
my part.
Are you talking about Mike Rogers, the congressman that was behind CISPA?
No,
and
Mike Rogers, the congressman, and Mike Rogers, the Raw Story founder, not the same guy.
Okay.
Rogers,
Breaking news, Raw Story guy, Ron Brin's responsible for swatting your family. No shit. 99% certain. Reputable
look,
source.
Hey, wait a second. All right, we're not supposed to accuse anybody of anything.
No, I'm just going to go ahead and accuse Ron Brin.
It's all Brin. Alleged, okay? You have to use the word alleged. This is how I got my last show, that one show taken down. It was because people just started throwing around accusations, and we can't do that.
Yeah, no, I'm just
saying
it was on brand.
I don't find the idea. I just don't find the idea that Ron is involved in that credible. I mean, he is what he is. He has a certain set of things that he does. But I've talked to the guy on the phone, and if he's at all excited, he goes off. He doesn't have the ability to stop himself. And if you listen to the calls that are supposedly him from 2011, it's not at all his voice, nor the cadence. I mean, it's not what he sounds like when he's excited. So I've never taken that seriously. And if you put on top of that the fact that the only one who's really attempted to drive that discussion was Pat Fry, who paid an audio forensics guy from Los Angeles County to try and finger Ron, and even that guy couldn't come up with enough.
Yeah, I don't buy it at all. I don't buy it at all. I think Ron is just an overzealous journalist, investigative journalist, and you know, when he gets focused on something, he just goes balls out on it, and he does. You know, it's kind of like Sheridan, Occupy Rebellion. I'm sorry, she. You know, I love her to death, but she can just go off on a fucking tangent and just won't stop. And it's the thing with both of them. And they don't know when to stop, and that's why I think they upset so many people. But I just don't see him being behind this.
Vince, go check his Twitter timeline around the time, like match it up to what happened to you that night. Just saying.
To what happened to me?
Yeah, when you got swatted. Go look at Ron's fucking timeline for when your shit got swatted. I'll bet it's spooky. I'm not fucking kidding, dude.
And I'll say this, Vince. If you go check that, I bet you find that it's right. And I'm willing to bet that you'll find it's not the first time with one of the politically motivated SWATs that there's been some anomaly with a person's timeline that made it seem like they were involved.
Oh, there were anomalies with a lot of timelines that made it seem like somebody was involved.
And now, clear back in 2011, there was a person who dropped out in June, and it was a matter of a few hours later that the first incident occurred. And I don't believe there's any connection there. And so that sort of, you know, observing someone who's a likely fall guy or fall
mm-hmm.
girl for
yeah.
the activity, you know, that's part of some of the stuff that's gone on before. So I would go look, but I would collect notes, and I wouldn't jump to any conclusions there.
Oh, I'm not. I'm definitely not jumping to conclusions. You know, like I said, when he was on my show. You know, I told him that the first time he came to my attention was when I was listening to a Stranahan podcast, and they were comparing his voice side by side with the alleged swatters recording. And you know, when he put them side by side, yeah, they sounded kind of similar. But then I also heard somebody put the swatter's voice side by side with Brandon Darby, and they sounded the same too. So I think you might be onto something with the whole fall guy thing. But I don't know. It's all speculation at this point, and I really don't want to get into, like, you know, the thought that he's behind this stuff, because I just think it's ridiculous. I think he's like I said, an overzealous person, and I think he's sorely misunderstood, and I don't think he's half as bad as people make him out to be. You know, if you don't agree with me, then that's fine.
Well, I think we can all probably agree at this point that there have been a long string of these highly provocative events where someone is made to look like they're the source of it, and it's turning out to be someone else. You know, there's clearly at least a couple groups that aren't all that visible, but that will take action to cause trouble when the opportunity presents itself.
Gotcha. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince the Bay. I'm here with Neil Rauhauser and Hammurabi's Code. We're chopping it up about anything and everything while I watch the Warriors go into overtime number two with the San Antonio Spurs, tied up at 115 apiece. So, what else is going on? Oh, Neil, what's your take on this whole Op USA thing going? Since we're talking about Anonymous earlier, what's your take on Op USA? What's that all about?
You know, I'm a mushroom in a human suit. I'm so far underground. I didn't even know this was going on until after I agreed to come on the show, and I went to scan back through your timeline to see, you know, if there was anything I needed to be up on. So it's something that has escaped me. But again, here we have an instance of a transnational actor, you know, taking after a nation state and calling them out in advance. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think a lot of that stuff anymore, I think you have to look to the 1,600 InfoSec contractors that popped up around the Beltway after 9-1-1 and the fact that we're going into sequestration. So we're going to have a 25 to 35% military budget cut. A lot of those guys were aimed at counterinsurgency. If they can't find or create another insurgency, they're out of business. And Anonymous is the perfect sock puppet for them to slip a couple people inside and start steering things. You know, we've seen evidence of this happening. And I would think that, you know, any very, very taut operation, like WALSEC, law enforcement run, you know, their 50-day outburst, and I think any large-scale focused sort of event happening now that, you know, they're going to point the finger at Iran or North Korea, but, you know, it could very well be McLean, Virginia as the source of the problem.
I hate to interrupt you, Neil, but just a moment ago, something happened, and I have to give two minutes to Becca-Lena. 2 minutes, Becca-Lena, for using the L word in my chat room.
Okay. What's the L word?
People, do I have to go there? Okay, the L word. This is only for demonstration purposes, but the L word is literally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you paid attention to what Mr. Dandelion has deemed the most electrifying day in InfoSec history, but I'd recommend you take a look at HTTP/5 because that might, I don't know, but I guess my theory on it after having a read over the website would be that you might see some issues with some EDUs. You might see some issues with a lot of shit. I'm not going to lie. I don't really understand Anonymous getting the shit. I guess maybe, you know, I just don't understand. I would hope. I don't get it. I really don't. But fuck it, man. Shit. Did you just mute Danny, or did he do that himself?
I just muted a whole shitload of people.
So what Hammurabi's talking about here...
2 minutes, 2 minutes, Pouty Girl, Danny Dantalian, 2 minutes per Pinata, and Shit Wizard for all using the L word. All right, go ahead, guys.
So what Hammurabi's talking about here, if you go look at the Hack the Planet user ID on Twitter... They announced an event that was going to be the 1st of May, a large-scale release, and they have been including new content and trimming things out, and that's the extent of the announcements. And I was under the impression that whatever this was, it was going to be live yesterday, and I haven't seen any of the particulars. So it looks like Hammurabi's had a chance to look. I mean, what's going on with that?
Go check it out, man, because... It is kind of obviously whoever's behind it was very, I mean, they're pretty smart about what they chose to release publicly versus what is not going to be released publicly. It looks good. you know, you got to have a look at it. It's check all the Hack the Planet accounts, check around, you know, search the hashtag. You're going to find it. I guarantee it. You'll find a link to it. And it is kind of like, I mean, you should pop some popcorn. They suggest pop popcorn. I'd suggest you pop some fucking popcorn. I mean, they're going to make Orville Redenbacher rich. So it's the shit that they stumbled into is absolutely insane. I mean, if you understand InfoSec and you understand infrastructure, I mean, they give actual proof that in no uncertain terms, they've done what they claim to do. And, I mean, you really can't fucking touch it because it's, I've never seen anything like it. And that's just based on the little bit that's out there. So, yeah.
That's HTTP/5?
Yes.
Which is what?
Hack the Planet's Twitter ID. You can get solid information from there.
Hack the Planet. Gotcha.
You're going to have a hard time finding anybody dropping a link to it, but yeah, I mean, somebody just posted the hashtag. You should be able to find it. And I'm sure there are plenty of people who have retweeted things. Plenty of people you know, Vince. So, I mean...
All right, I'm going to check it out.
Find it.
I'm still on the edge of my seat because of my Warriors. Somebody in the chat room... I'm not watching the game right now, but... Somebody says Golden State's up by one with 3.6 seconds left. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Tell me if it's over yet, because I'm not watching. I'm just following it online, and it's too damn slow. Oh, my God. 347-826-7667 is the number. So HTTP/5, that's a new internet protocol, right?
Sure. I think if Danny would call in, he'd be able to shed some more light on it. I mean, he's pretty good at as far as the hype man goes, you know. So, but yeah.
Oh wait, HTTP/5? You mean the supplement?
That's
yeah,
5 HTTP.
Yeah, Spiker really likes to lift.
You will need some 5 HTTP if you're going to go all the way through HTTP/5. That, I believe, is a correct assessment.
Two different things. All right. Because HTTP/5 goes straight to 5 HTTP. Got
sure.
it.
Interesting.
Anywho, did the Warriors win yet? Somebody tell me. Chat room. Did the Warriors win yet? Oh, my God. Did they win? Did they hold on? Don't say no. It's,
hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Vince, I hate to beg here, but when you get a moment, I really think we need the 51-second Hack the Planet clip off YouTube. Just for the listeners that may not yet have seen the epic movie Hackers.
Somebody's going to have to send me the link to that. I don't know.
Put Hack the Planet in the YouTube search. It's the first video. It's either 51 or 54 seconds, depending on which one's on top on any given day.
Hack the Planet.
Okay, got it. All right, we'll get to that in a second. First we have to congratulate the Golden State Warriors. Right? Did they win? Oh my God! Sorry, guys. I'm trying to figure out if the Warriors won or not. It looks to me like they have in double overtime. Can we get confirmation? Oh my God! People are using the L word left and right in my chat room. I have to put full lockdown. I put full lockdown mode, and we are in. chat. I've instituted chat room martial law. There will be no tweeting. Chatting for the next 2 minutes. The entire chat room is on timeout for 2 minutes. All right, and I'm not even going to blow the whistle on you guys. I'm going to let Too Short take care of that. I'm going to take a break, and we'll be right back in the second hour right here on Blog Talk Radio with yours truly, Vince of the Bag. Be right back.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians. And I'm still gonna yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Grab a mic, spit one. Let me hit that blunt. Pimp C, 8 Ball, and MJG. Keep spitting that D to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ballin' G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimpin' these AG. My nigga C got locked up, but these real hoes still know they got the buck. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short dog, fuck with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Your mind is gone. Your brain is laid. You've been wide awake for the last 3 days. Popping pills. It goes down for real. Don't stop. Just keep rolling downhill. Crash and burn. Can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much. You can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my shit gets around. See the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and L.A. Ask Dave Chappelle about my rich bitch. He got it from me and made $50 million. I'm proud of you, G. But I'm crazy, you don't want to be like me. I come from East Oakland where the young kids hype me. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Yeah. Too Short. Up All Night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't fuck with that.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86 insegnare un bel posto.
Finish him.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
Son of a bitch. in double overtime, we lost. I can't fucking believe it. Last second three-pointer. What was it, by Ginobili, I think? Fuck that guy. Jared Jack missed an off-balance shot as time expired. Warriors fall in two OTs. A heartbreaker. Dubs now trail the series 1-0. Dude, we had him. 129-127, dude. We had him. Oh, so tough. But that's exactly the following the script of the last series the Warriors ran with the Nuggets. The Warriors should have won game one of the Nuggets series. And they went on to win that series. So they're just sticking to the script. Keep it dramatic. They have another chance to steal one in San Antonio. And now San Antonio knows what's up. And everybody who are just watching the Warriors for the first time tonight, I give you Stephon Curry, Splash Bros. Okay, this is why I put my chat room on chat room martial law. It's because of clowns like Danny Dantalian. Son of a bitch. Okay. We're going into hour number two. I want to thank Pouty Girl, Bash Organs, Becalina, Billy Ray Bob. What up, Billy Ray Bob? Canadian Glenn, Clown Face Killa, Danny Dantalian, who's already been muted like three times already. Dolores Schilling. Welcome, Dolores. Hammurabi's Code, Mock Mechanism, Perv Pinata, Nigger Christ, Raven Bowden. What up, Raven Bowden? Appreciate you tuning in and tweeting the show. Also, thank you, Shit Wizard, for tuning in. Spyco, holding it down in the chat room. Again, Spyco, big ups to you and your socks. Tolkis, and shout out to Tolkis. Excuse me, big ups to Tolkis. Oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. And last but not least, big ups to XU Out. So Stephon Curry finishes with 44 points, 11 assists. Harrison Barnes, 19 points, 12 rebounds. And Klay Thompson, 19 points as well in the loss. But that's, watch out, man. That's the future right there. Curry, Barnes, and Klay. Oh, dude. Warriors lose a heartbreaker. I can't believe it. Anyhoot. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm hanging out with Neil Rauhauser and Hammurabi's Code, who both don't give a fuck about the Warriors or the NBA playoffs, for that matter, I would presume. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the NBA is just not nearly as fun to watch as college basketball.
This is what I've noticed, man. You know, most of the people that call this show are nerds. I mean, they're not into sports. Because every time I bring up sports...
Well, I'm into sports. I just, like...
Basketball's a sport, dude.
Yeah, I know. And college basketball is way more interesting than professional basketball.
It used to be until the professionals started stealing all the college players.
Well, I mean, you got players like LeBron James who are kind of, you know, just rewriting the game as they grow. The kid made $1 million for his high school his senior year just from ESPN televising their games. I'm sorry, pay-per-view televising the games. No, I guess it was ESPN.
Shit.
Big ups to Nigger Christ and Danny Dantelion.
Oh, yes. Speaking of Nigger Christ, we have Nigger Christ with us now. What up, Nigger Christ?
Hey, what's Gucci, man?
Oh, nothing much. Hanging out with Neil, Hammy, and now you. I am drowning my sorrows now in glasses upon glasses of ice water because the Golden State Warriors were defeated tonight at the hands of the San Antonio Spurs. Do you care?
I really know nothing about them sports.
God damn it. Nobody cares. Okay, people are just throwing me the L word left and right. They're doing it on Twitter, doing it in my my chat room. This is getting out of control. A pouty girl, you're on timeout. Sorry.
it's sounding like it's time for the post-game riot, tearing down the digital goalposts, all that. And
yeah.
I am about out of juice, so I'm going to say my goodbyes, and I'll be back on in the chat room here in a few minutes.
Right on, Neil. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for reaching out and hanging out and sharing with us the blog and the whole nation state idea.
Well, you guys have a good night. See you in the chat.
All right, Neil. Peace out. All right, so 347-826-7667 is the number. Big ups to Neil Rauhauser for coming through on short notice there.
Your son, Josh 33, is here. He's black and everything. Would you like to bless him?
Becca Lena also. These people, why? 2 minutes, Becca Lena, 2 minutes for using the L word. 2 minutes, 2 minutes, Becca Lena, 2 minutes. I hate
your fur buddy's here, too.
I like Becca Lena.
You should just mute him for having an L in his name.
Mr. Bob Becca Lena. Remember that tune, that Del song? Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Bob Dabalina. You don't remember that song?
Oh, I definitely remember that song. I'm old as shit, just like you.
Yep. Nigger Christ, are you into Del the Funky Homo Sapien?
Yeah, man, he's pretty good.
How about are you down with High Row Crew?
Yeah.
I know he's down with Rape Crew.
Oh, God. Yeah, come on, can we just stay on target for once? How did Danny get on? Did I put Danny on timeout, or was that automatic?
Yeah, no, you did that.
Oh, okay.
For using the L word.
Now people are spelling it out, you know, communally. So not
the L
one
word is the new N word on your show.
So no one is actually writing the L word out in their thing. One person puts L, another person puts I, and another puts a T. You know,
Danny just doesn't give a fuck.
Danny just doesn't give a fuck. So that's why he's going back on timeout.
Oh.
2 minutes. That's 2 minutes, Danny. Did I tell you 2 minutes? 2 minutes for scrolling the word, the L word. Scrolling the L word. That actually should be 4 minutes. That should be a double penalty, I think.
No. Can't double penalize. No taxation without
penalties
representation.
Offset. It stays at 2 minutes. What's that?
No taxation without representation.
Agreed.
Rule of the internet, number 87.
Oh, man. Big ups to everybody who has tweeted me tonight. I apologize for not getting back to you, but I'd like to say thank you, Nigger Christ, Becca Lena, Urban Playtime, Aphonic Solus, Latin Warrior Volume 2, I Am Pouting, Andrew Panda Blake.
You're just going to take away roll call from me permanently, aren't
you? Perverted Pinata, Satan. That's right. My Satan Ninja tweeted the show. Thank you. DB Koopa. And that about wraps it up. Yeah, thank you for the tweets. Appreciate that. Oh, and Revolution 2.0. Thank you. What's the word? Spurs? No.
Thanks, you. Yeah. I was telling Blake to call in. He goes, I retweeted you once. It's kind of a tweet.
Okay. It's about to get real.
That's Spyco.
It's about to get real. We're going to bring on Spyco now. What up, Spyco? Spyco? Is that not Spyco? Caller, you're on the air. Is that... Unmute yourself, maybe. Caller, going once, going twice, and call back because I don't hear you. 347-826-7667 is the number. Oh, man, we just concluded.
Because you disconnected me.
Spyco, yeah, I did, because you didn't say anything, dude. You gotta like, turn on your mic.
He's going to be like, I don't have a mic.
Call back in. Spyco, call back in. Raise your hand, and I'll unmute you again, and then make sure you are unmuted or plugged in or whatever you have to do on your end.
God damn, nigga Christ coming in with that Taco Bell stomach swag.
I don't okay, whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. We got an hour, or no, thank God. We have 45 minutes to totally vamp about whatever the fuck we want. Open lines, if anybody wants to call in, we can talk about anything.
Truth is sexy. Why don't we just talk about Anonymous in general? Because they're always a fun topic.
Yeah. Fuck. Because I haven't talked about Anonymous enough on my show lately.
I know, right? Well, normally it's like Anonfags calling in and defending Anonymous to, like, everybody else. But now we can just kind of talk shit freely.
I didn't realize I talk shit freely all the time.
Yeah, but it's different when you got, like, a bunch of Anons that are just like, oh, yeah, opt this and opt that. And I mean, Jesus Christ. Did you see? You said you didn't have a clue what I was talking about the other night. You didn't take a look at Danny's timeline and take a look at Anon-stoned. I mean, this kid literally, like,
wait a second. Wait a second. Hang on. What did you just say?
What?
Judges?
No. This guy, Anon Stone.
2 minutes. 2 minutes, Hammurabi's Code.
Oh.
2 minutes. For using the L word. 2 minutes. Okay. Sweet. It's just me and you, Nigger Christ. Check this out. I'm trying to upload this track that Neil was asking for. Attack the planet thing. I think I saw that movie Hackers years ago, but I don't even remember it. Isn't like Donnie Wahlberg in that, or one of the guys from Good Will Hunting?
I don't know, man. I ain't seen that movie. I ain't been in no movie in years since the damn theater threw me. Yeah. Man, I touched myself one too many times in the back of that SpongeBob movie. Some bitch-ass nigga kid be crying to his mama. Mama, this black man touching his penis next to me. I said, kid, just eat your damn popcorn and enjoy the special topping already.
That's what's up. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay hanging loose with Nigger Christ and Hammurabi's Code, who's on timeout right now. So let's go to the phone lines, and I think we might have Spyco back. Spyco, is that you?
Hey, Vince, what's up?
Aw, gee.
Man, he's going to what's on everybody tonight.
What's up?
For real. You need to make that as simple. Throw it on the board.
What are you talking about? You want...
Too short. Woo, woo, woo.
We just... Blow I'm not going to play again. You're really into that, though. It's great. It's a great thing. So what I want to... You get a lot of background noise there, Spyco. Spyco, so what's on your mind tonight, Spyco?
Shit.
Where you get that from?
That's all, blowing the whistle.
All right, then I will. 2 minutes.
That ain't the whistle. No, that ain't the whistle.
2 minutes, Spyco, for playing annoying soundboards. Playing too short through your speakers? Come on, dude. That's a crime in and of itself.
God dang.
I know. See what I'm talking about? Oh, man. We got 40 more minutes of this to go. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, there's plenty of time to go still. 347-826-7667. I'm going to take a brief moment here, but to fulfill a request, this is that YouTube, the audio from that YouTube video that Neil was referencing earlier.
Showtime!
Hey!
What's going on?
4, 3, 2, 1!
Welcome to our show! Hack the Planet!
Hack the Planet!
For those late night hackers. Joe Cola, the soft drink of the elite hacker.
Who are these guys?
It's Razor and Blade.
Find a payphone in a remote
Razor and Blade.
That's right, this is a payphone. Don't ask. As you can see, just a simple micro cassette recorder. Hook it up to the phone and drop in $5 and quarters. Record the tones that the coins make, then hang up and get your money back. And never again pay for a service that would be dirt cheap if it weren't run by a bunch of profiteering gluttons. Remember, hacking is more than just a crime. It's a survival trade.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
That's right. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay back up in this for another 38 minutes. I'm joined by Nigger Christ. And coming off of timeout now is Hammurabi's Code. Welcome back, Hammy.
Thanks for letting me back on.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
No problem, dude. Just don't, the L word. Now we know, right?
Yeah, I'll be really mindful of that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay. All right. And, of course, now we have Spyco back as well off of timeout. Welcome back, Spyco. Spyco? Okay, he's unmuted. I don't know.
Sorry, Vince. What's up?
Hey, you're back. You're off timeout now.
Yes, sir. I was self-muted.
Very good. Very good. Okay, just checking.
Just going to stay quiet over here.
Yeah, I appreciate the self-muting. That's a good thing.
So what I was trying to talk about earlier was this kid went to Danny, and Danny is like a master SC. I mean, he totally almost got my account. It was pretty awesome. Told this kid he wrote a script in Perl that just automatically checks Twitter accounts, and told the kid all he needed was access to the Twitter account, or even better, just, you know, set up TeamViewer, let Danny dial in. The kid opted for the former, gave Danny his incredibly masterful anonymous password, which was, of course, QWERTY6. And the rest is history. He's now been bitching about panic attacks and all sorts of other ass faggotry all over Twitter.
Klonopin. Take some Klonopin. That'll calm him down. Take one Klonopin.
It depends, Vince. Because I have Klonopin too, and I'm just saying.
No, I'm talking about this guy. Well, unless he's already, you know, fucking.
He might be on that Adderall.
Okay, whatever, dude. Great. People are getting pwned on the internet. Good to know.
Yeah, no. But the best part was somehow by me retweeting all the funny shit Danny was saying, somehow he got the idea that I just really don't like Danny. So he started sending me DMs about, dude, can you help me get my Twitter back? I can't hack. Can you help me get my Twitter back? So just made up some bullshit, told him to install, you know, go ahead and just run jackback.py. Because every hacker's got that in his arsenal. Of course he doesn't have jackback.py. So I told him, you're going to have to give me access to your account and I'll run it from there. He gave me the password to an account he created on the fly, which really wasn't what we were looking for. We were looking for the one he created. But at some point, he must have talked to somebody with at least an IQ of like 42. And, I guess IQ of 42 guy told him that's probably not the best idea. You need to go ahead and think about what just happened in the last 2 hours. Maybe learn from that mistake. So unfortunately, we don't have his second account, but oh my God. Why does Shit Wizard think we had Ron on? Oh, or do you just want Ron to come back? Because I would really like that too. Answer me, Shit Wizard.
To be honest, I was a little surprised.
Yeah, no, I was here for it.
I was surprised that Ron didn't call in. To a certain extent.
I am too. I really wish Ron would call in every time you do a show.
Okay.
I don't get to say Jew Gold enough.
You know he's pretending to let it bother him, right? Because he wants the attention. You understand that, right?
No, I think just Jewish people don't like talking about their secret Jew Gold.
I'm telling you, he's revert that him and that and she whose name we shall not say, they were reverse trolling all of you people, and you just don't even see it.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Ron swatted Jesus.
Hey, I have just started following Russell Crowe. You follow Russell Crowe on Twitter?
I might. I don't know.
Pretty fucking funny account, dude. Pretty funny.
I'm going to have to look into this right now.
He's on this kick where he tweets out screenshots of these random questions that people ask on, I don't know what it is.
Yahoo Answers?
Yeah, Yahoo Answers. I think that's what it is. And he just finds the craziest shit, dude. Let me see if I can find some of his good stuff. This one's about atheists. Open question. Atheists, if you believe the universe was created by the Big Bang, what do you think happened before it?
Big crap happened before it.
The big fap. Yes, the Lord's giant fap is what happened just prior to that. That is actually what the Big Bang was God jerking one off into the wind.
God damn right. The Big NC done laid his fat cock down and bam, let there be light, nigga.
That's what's up. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Manic Monday. We had Neil Rauhauser with us earlier. XU out says, why you no follow me? And I don't know, dude. I thought I was following you. Russell Crowe. Yeah, you should definitely R-U-S. It's just spelled just like I said it. Russell Crowe. It's a good one. It's a good account to follow. Just saying. Right, now what do we got going on in the chat room? Any questions from the chat room at this point? We're going to chat room questions. You can submit questions anonymously by personal messaging them to me to them to me. You just click on my name and then go to private, or you just double click on my name and you can send me a question via DM, and I can announce it anonymously if you're okay. Becalina says, can we message you boobs? Absolutely. Yes, please do that. In fact, everyone is required to message me their boobs, boob pics.
On it.
Everybody. Okay? That's actually a requirement. Yeah, that's a good question. Next question, audience. Oh, here's an anonymous question. Is it confirmed Dutch Mahdi was hacked? I believe not. I believe Dutch Mahdi is burnt out on trolling, and this is what he's resorted to. He's like, I'm going to pretend like Anonymous took over my account. Just not going to deal with it. He probably has some other sock that he's more interested in. Who knows? He might have gave it to somebody. God knows. Two minutes, Spyco, for soundboarding. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry that had to happen. Okay, somebody asks me, so that was my answer to that question. Is it confirmed? I don't think it's confirmed. At least I don't know. If anybody can confirm it, that'd be great. But I believe that Dutch Mahdi is just trying to pull a fast one. Let's see. Here's another anonymous question. Who doxed Sicko? I have no idea. Some troll. I have no idea. Why do you hate the word the L word? Why do you hate the L word? This is another question. I think it's overused. Way overused. I think it's almost a word that doesn't need to exist. And I really hate it. It's something that I hear a lot where I'm located, at least. A lot of the hipsters and all these kids, this generation that's coming up right now partying, having a good time, they get drunk. And they out here, they use two L words. They use that one, and they also use like. And it's if you just focus on those words when you're, say, stuck on a Caltrain with a bunch of drunk-ass San Francisco Giants fans, and they keep saying the word fucking, that L word, over and over, every other word, you just start focusing on it. It becomes very annoying. And I've noticed a lot of people use it as sort of as emphasizing something. But it just sounds retarded. I don't know. I don't know how else to answer that question. I hope that answers the question.
How can it sound retarded if it's used properly?
I think if it's used properly, that's okay. But at this point, I think it's so overused that even if it's used properly, it could be replaced with another word easily.
See, I that shit bothers me when it's used improperly and people use it to refer to something that really isn't L-wordable. But, you know, outside of that, I'm just like, oh, that actually happened, huh? Because I understand what it means.
Another anonymous question. How big is your penis? Oh, man. Okay. I recently manscaped, so I got the extra visual inch. So I'm about 7 inches with visual inch and a half, 3/4.
The camera adds an extra inch.
Yeah. Oh, and also the camera inch. Yeah. 9 inches. That's right. I forgot about that. Oh, here's another. Here's another one. It says, I want to rule over the haters and say the term give props is far better than big ups. Give props. What do you think, Cam Robbie? What's better? Give props?
I think it depends on its context.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. That's another alternative. I don't know. We can try it out. I like playing props. Huh?
It's your show. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
I know. I think I'll do props and proppers. Proppers to a pouty girl for trying really hard to troll earlier. Props to Andrew Blake for hanging out. I think he might have passed out by now, but he's sleeping in
the
shower.
That's what happens when you do a bunch of ecstasy and go to a fur fag party and bring your phone.
Yeah, I make sure not to do shows on those nights.
Me too.
Or the day or two after, for that matter. Definitely.
Yeah, I just usually sit around getting planked by Cinemascus chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of how I roll.
Right. That's a typical Tuesday afternoon for you. That's what's going to happen probably tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty much how I start my day. Like, I'm getting planked right now, and I don't see how I'm going to wake up any differently. Just wake up with a fucking strap on right in my ass.
Here's another anonymous question. Do you really hate bacon? And if so, like, seriously, what the fuck is wrong with you? Okay, let me see if I can do this again. No, I don't hate bacon, all right? I like bacon. I eat bacon. I'm Catholic. I'm not Jewish. I'm Catholic. I eat bacon. I have bacon cheeseburgers. Probably more than I should. What I hate is the obsessive internet meme. Like, bacon is, like, the ultimate punchline, is the ultimate thing. Like, people do whatever. It's, like, this super ironic hipster shit that I just can't deal with. That, you know, kind of, it's right up there with the L word. Associate with the same things, you know. What can I say? I mean, it is what it is. I mean, why bacon? Why not rice? Why not rice? You know? Make fun of Asian people. Do an internet meme about rice. So I started an anti-bacon sec. And we're just aimed at we don't want to see bacon fetishized like this on the internet. It's unhealthy for you. Our kids should not be eating this regular, at least not on a regular basis. They should just, you know, bacon should be something you treat yourself with after a long week of work and exercising. Yeah, it's Friday night. I'll have a bacon double cheeseburger. What the fuck? You know, let's live a little. But I think some of the youth on the internet are gonna pick up on these memes. They're gonna think it's cool, and they're gonna actually start eating lots of bacon. It's gonna penetrate their minds. This is not the way to do it. I'm also the same way with kittens. I don't understand the internet phenomenon about kittens, like LOL cats. You know, people talking this baby talk, mush talk stuff with
Dude, it's the Vince for saying LOL cats. Muted.
Okay, next anonymous question is, are you Mitt Romney? No, I am not. I am not Mitt Romney. What else do we have here? What do you think about the Patriot Act and the government ordering 50 million rounds of holotips? wow. Okay, talk about a loaded question. I don't like the Patriot Act. Government, Homeland Security allegedly has bought up a lot of ammunition. Yeah. That doesn't sound good. That doesn't sound like a positive indicator to me. That's what I think of that. You know, also I don't see as a positive indicator. Have you seen what Adam Kokesh is promoting on 4th of July? Is this thing on? Hello? Hello?
Kokesh?
Adam Kokesh, yeah. The you know,
who
Adam
the fuck
versus
is the that?
All right, he's this internet talk show host, all right? Libertarian guy, hardcore libertarian. He wouldn't even call himself a libertarian. He's like a voluntarist or whatever. He's organizing a march on Washington, D.C. of 1,000. He wants to get 1,000 people with armed rifles to march through the streets of Washington, D.C. without permits and circle the White House and the Capitol. And I don't know, just zigzag all over town where, like, I think D.C. has the strictest gun laws in the country, if I'm not mistaken, or they got to be up there. Like, they definitely don't have, like, open, you know, there's open carry laws, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah.
Rogan, yeah. Minus the funny, is a shitty show. But I will say Joe Rogan is a fucking bomb.
What are you talking about? I didn't even say anything about Joe Rogan. I'm talking
you
about...
You didn't need to. Tolkis did.
Kokesh is Rogan, but without the funny. Oh. No, Rogan... See, Rogan... I saw Kokesh on the Joe Rogan show, and it was kind of funny. Because...
Right, because Rogan's funny.
Because... Yeah, it was that, of course. But... I can tell Rogan is on the same level with Kokesh on some shit, but to use a saying I hate, another thing I think should be outlawed, but at the end of the day, I think Kokesh is like a wingnut compared to Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's kind of mainstream, if you ask me. Kokesh is a pretty extreme dude. He's taken this whole... He's taken things... He's trying to take things to another level, and it's going to... I don't know. It might backfire. I think this is a pretty ballsy move of his.
I'd totally get Blumpkins with Rogan. I'd blow Hooker. I'd blow coke off a hooker's tank with Rogan. But I don't know anything about this Kokesh guy.
Yeah, Adam Kokesh. He was I believe he was a Marine. I want to say that did a couple of tours in Iraq, came back, was kind of pissed off about what he went over to there to fight for and you know, became into this really hardcore libertarian activist. And he had a show for a while on Russia Today called Adam versus the Man. And he would do that show. He did that show for like a year, I guess. And, he was hardcore, like Ron Paul guy and stuff. And I think he must've said something bad about Putin or something, and he got tossed from that network, and so now he's just doing it independently on his own. And you know, he does these videos, and they're done from like a libertarian hardcore libertarian perspective. And you know, he did videos that were quasi mocking Occupy, which I guess wasn't hard to do, but he's like a Ron Paul type guy, but hardcore. And so he's done things like he's really into civil disobedience, but I think this is maybe taking it a little bit too far. Like he did a video where he was doing a silent disco, like dancing around the Jefferson monument or memorial or whatever the fuck it is. And he got tackled by a bicycle cop for dancing. And he got arrested. He got pinned down. That's where he first caught my attention. I saw that video. It's actually pretty funny, dude. The guy's just dancing. Oh, yeah. Look it up. Adam Kokesh. Oh, my God. I just got...
I know. That's why I'm laughing.
Destroyed by Spyco. I'm going to have to unfollow... and block Spyco.
Oh, dude, you do not want to do that.
Oh, Spyco, I'll bring you back on the air, though. What's up, Spyco? Spyco, are you there?
Apparently he really likes that soundboard.
I like how
There you go. Spyco, ladies and gentlemen.
Vince in the Bay. Do you like how I retweeted and retweeted myself and so literally ate my own message?
What did you say?
I retweeted.
Wait, what did you say for that?
Oh, I retweeted.
I think you said the L word. I'm pretty sure you said the L word.
You know what? You may have to...
That's right. Definitely the L word.
Oh, shit. Spyco got funny.
The L word and the soundboard.
Yeah, I still think it's hilarious. I look at my Twitter, and it is just full-blown Spyco, as far as the eye can see, tweeting at you about blowing the whistle.
Yeah, hang on a second. I guess speaking of that, 2 minutes, Beccalina in the chat room. That's 2 minutes, Beccalina. She used the O word twice in one sentence. Come on. She's just stupid now.
It's like people completely ignored the rest of the things you tweeted about hating.
I try. And this is the thanks I get. Just nonsense.
Oh.
Soundboard.
Can't say you didn't bring it on yourself. I mean...
Yeah, I know. That's what I get for doing an internet radio show. You're right.
That's what you get for moral fagging about grammar shit on Twitter. I guess you call it grammar fagging on Twitter.
Well, Twitter is a written medium. I think it's very...
I agree. I mean, people like Truth Sexy they make me want to pick up the English language and rescue it. From them in its entirety. I can't think of a better example because it's a full-blown massacre on the English language. Every time she tweets, I swear to God, she just gets shit-faced, fat passes out on her keyboard, wakes up and is like, good enough, enter. That's pretty much how I see that going.
Yeah, no shit.
Do you know that lady has like 7 kids by like 9 dads? Shauna Sweeney.
7 kids by 9 dads? How's that possible?
Fucking DVDA?
So she was give them at once, and they don't know which one. Like she's like 3 black guys at once, and they're just like, fuck, I don't know, came out black. It's got to be one of us.
Well, yeah. Maybe. No, I think, you know, when you're fucked 3 black dudes at once, maybe Nigger Christ can explain how it works when you're DVDA and with 3 black dudes. But I'm pretty sure, depending on if a dude's Mandingo and he's in the ass, it goes straight to the anal cavity. And there's like this simultaneous insemination that happens. So that's how it happened.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
Okay, was he Patriot Gregging there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Patriot Greg.
Yeah, Nigger Christ, you're Patriot Gregging, dude.
I'm totally clicking Tolkis's link like right now.
I'm totally not touching any links in my chat room. I don't suggest that anybody click on any links in my chat room. I cannot vouch for the links in the chat room. or any of the views and opinions expressed by the guests on the show tonight.
It's too bad Agent 47 isn't here. He would just click shit left and right. He'd be like, fuck a VPN. What would I need that for? That shit's going to cost me like $6 a month. So I'm just going to click this link that my nemesis put up on his Twitter. But I'm going to be like, why didn't this page load? And click it several more times. And then have connection problems.
Okay, Spike goes back off. Oh, jeez.
Load a whistle.
Really?
Load a whistle. Are you kidding me? I'm totally.
Hey, man.
I'm feeling it.
Vince, let's be serious now. All right, no more blowing of the whistles.
Oh, my God. Now I'm getting bombarded with another wave of Spike-O.
What happened?
Retweets.
No, oh, you don't know. You don't know which
socks.
One. Hold on. You don't know.
Oh, it's obvious. I can tell which ones are which. Hell yeah.
You don't know which ones are socks. People are also retweeting my retweets.
No. No, they're not.
Yes. They are.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Either way, it's the same. It's the same outcome.
Yeah, either way.
It just needs to stop.
I make a new account. You know, I reach it anyway.
Okay, so what's on your mind tonight, dude? What's going on?
I got a whistle blown on me tonight on Twitter. So I think I'm going to make it a mission to, like, tweet as much to this dude as I can.
Oh, now Becalina is subtweeting me on Twitter. Oh, that's really nice.
Damn, she's sub-blowing that whistle. God damn.
Subtweeting me on Twitter. That's... Hello.
That whistle's blowing back on you, dog. I'm just saying. That whistle's blowing back on you.
Yeah, yeah. Karma's a bitch, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Woo, woo, woo.
347-826-7667 is the number. There's only, 7 minutes to go. Thank God.
Holy shit.
We're getting close to wrapping this up. Demorabi's Code, Nigger Christ, and Spike-O. Also, want to thank Neil Rauhauser for showing up earlier and hanging out. Spike, you have hideous background noise.
I'm sorry,
you.
I'm in
the
channel. Right
now.
I'm loading
sexy
account.
I gotta retweet that.
I'm loading accounts into my tweet deck. Sorry. Just
oh, perfect. Great. I look forward
God
to their.
God damn it, Spike, you are. Fucking my interactions.
I'm hitting everybody now. See, this is what happens when the whistle gets blown. Nobody has fun.
Holy
right,
shit.
Who else has mentioned Vince?
I have to look at this, you need to follow me from all of these. That should
okay.
be a rule.
No, that can be done.
All right.
Plus One just tweeted out to Vince in the Bay.
What did she say?
Blow
what
the
did
whistle.
She say?
La, 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 la. So we're gonna attach blow the whistle, and we're gonna retweet that a lot.
Dude, where were you earlier when we were favoriting all of
woo,
the
woo.
The SpongeBob tweets?
Woo, 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 blow the whistle.
Hey, Duke, have all your socks favorited every tweet by SpongeBob?
No. I did go through a lot of them, though. That's hard to automate. I mean, it's harder to automate.
Oh, my God. Come on. You can do it, man. I know you can.
I see you did it, too. Oh, shit.
All right. Who else has mentioned Vince and or Whistle?
That's not really Geisty. That's another one of his socks, dude.
It's the official My Geisty Ninja. He has
yeah. You stole it. You got
coalition.
It. Congratulations.
He happens to be in coalition with my sock account.
Perfect. Oh, my goodness.
You can block guys, too?
267-667. Oh, yeah, there was also that weird Twitter blackout last night. Were you guys online for that? It was a trip, man. It was about a half an hour long, maybe 45 minutes. where the only thing that would show up in your timeline is what you tweeted. Like, you couldn't see any other tweets by anybody else in your timeline. And the only way you could interact is if you, you know, you add somebody, you know, you direct, not direct, I guess direct message, too.
So it was like basically what happened in like Israel and fucking all these places where they censored.
Yeah, it was total censorship. It was total censorship.
Basically,
it was thrown into the dark ages. Luckily, I was able. Luckily, I was able to band together with a few people on a fucking deserted island on the internet on Twitter. I hooked up with Melissa 13 and what was it, Cassandra Rules, and a couple other people. I think maybe Callista or Callista. I always forget. Is it Callista, the one that's a dude. Yeah. Callista, a few and a few other people. We were marooned somewhere on Twitter together. We all banded together. We lived off of roasted marshmallows. It was awesome. And then the great Twitter blackout was finally lifted. We bonded together while we had that little bit of time. As I imagine that a lot of people did during that very dark moment in Twitter history.
Yeah, I don't remember it. I always black out, so.
Oh my God, it's so much better that you didn't.
It's just like a normal day. Whenever
they want the background noise to go away. Yeah, Spyco, you gotta self-mute, dude.
Okay, I'm going to self-mute. I got to work on these tweets. AP Blake, I'm sorry, dog, and Nicole Powers. We're trying to live in a society. Yeah, but I'm going to blow the whistle on that to Vince in the Bay. I'm going to start attaching Vince in the Bay to everything. Woo. Self-mute.
All right, I'm just going to accept that as your final parting thoughts. Let's go now for final thoughts. I can't even talk. We're almost done. Thank God. Hammurabi's Code, final thoughts.
I'm real disappointed that Agent 47 knows how to Google, figured out how to force an IP change. I didn't say that. What I meant to say was, stay Gucci, nigga. Blow the whistle, woot. Dubs all day, Warriors. Oh, serious business for a sec.
Yeah.
I want to squash this beef between you and Goofy Bones. And, you know, he said that you muted him or blocked him live on his own show, which personally I think is kind of funny. He did not think it's so funny. And I want you to be able to propose to the love of your life. So I don't know, you know, all he wants is an apology, which I think is reasonable.
Yeah.
But it's up to you.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
All right.
All right.
Well,
and, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And last but not least, Nigger Christ, your parting thoughts.
Hey, y'all, I got some thoughts here. First off, fuck Goofy Bone, and all the rest of y'all, stay Gucci, literally.
Not you, Nigger Christ, not you. I thought any of... 2 minutes, Nigger Christ. 2 minutes, Nigger Christ. I never thought I'd do that. For using the L word. All right, folks. Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming out tonight. Thanks again to Neil Rauhauser for joining me earlier. And thank you, everybody in the chat room. Pouty Girl, Andrew Blake, Bash Organs, Becca Lena, Billy Ray Bob, Cloudface Killa, Danny Dantalian, Dolores Schilling, Hammurabi's Code, Josh 33, Mock Mechanism, Nigger Christ, Neil Rauhauser, Perf Pinata, Shit Wizard, Spyco, Tolkis, and X You Out. Until next time, I'm Vincent the Bay, stay Gucci, and VITB for life, biatches. Peace out.
the pen straight locked down. But I gotta get dressed and hit the Oak Town. I saw Randy Austin on the telephone early in the morning, but he still ain't home. So I called Aunt Bank and see what's up. He said, meet me at the studio at 2 o'clock. I got dressed, smoking on some serious dank. Grab my keys off the table in a big old bank. I hit Interstate 80 and I'm rolling. Still burning and I'm smoking. I was on my way to San Jose to the stereo shop to make my music play. This one amp shut down and the bass ain't playing. Didn't take long for Joel and James to have me slumping. So I call up Boo. What's up, nigga? What you about to do? He said, kick it back, just waiting on the fellas. About to go eat in Dallas. I say this shit sounds good to me. I can't go though, gotta hit Myrtle Street. Past the acorns on my way, bitch. It's just another day. Every day in the motherfucking Oak Town. Just another motherfucking day for short dog, you know what I'm saying? Roll up in the studio, lay down some funky beats, drink some of that old English, smoke some fat ones, fuck with my partner. Big Banks came through and started mixing. Sitting in the studio, kick back listening to some funky ass shit from the Dangerous Crew. Davey D came through with F and Blue. Shorty B rolled up smoking fat ones. Pee Wee had a crew in the back room. Goldie had the trap giving head breaking off. Rapping rhyme that diddly dog. Twin 1 and 2 were telling stories. Pop beating down niggas for the glory. Had to catch a plane that 9-year-old out of town. Everybody getting high, trying hard to clown. I had to go shopping before it's time to leave. I dipped to the mall, flipped me some jeans. Rolled on out like a player. Hot ass day, bitches everywhere. I'm leaning hard to the left like a big shot. Checking out the hoes, seeing who is getting knocked. Cause when you fuck with shorts, you get fucked quick. I run some drama on your ass to make you suck dick. Ride through the old thing, beaming it slow. That shit about niggas on the phone drive crazy. Trying to tear up shit. It's just another day in Oakland, yeah. Yeah, them niggas from East Oakland be driving crazy than a motherfucker, man. Niggas over there on 84 Beamer, niggas always talking about us. Just how we drive on the phone, man, you know. Doing donuts and shit. Running all up on the curb. Breaking up new cars and shit, nigga. Really don't know. That's some Oakland shit, bitch. It was me, Jock, Beamer, and T-Lo. Boop, Kiki, Slow Motion, and P.O. Spud, Juju, Frog, and Big E. Getting high on Oral Street. Bub, Joe, Ray, CC, and Mark. Rolling both deep from Sobrani Park. Howard came through from the B-Town. Motherfuckers getting high, it's going down. It's the same every day, every day it's the same. But that night we hit the hoop game. Who was playing? Seattle versus Golden State. Followed at the homeboy, Gary Payton. After the game, we went to his house. NBA jams, turf us out. Niggas talking loud, slamming bones. Any kind of way to get your gamble on. Bet, all you kept hearing was bet. Dice game on the pool table, fuck that shit. I ain't going out of town broke. I gotta have a bank and some dank to smoke. Think I'm gambling? You must be insane. It started getting late, I had to catch that plane. So I got to the airport. Just another day for too short. Yeah, I do that kind of shit, you know. It ain't no thing but a chicken wing, little bitch. Shut dogs in the motherfucking house. Kicking it with QD3 on the LA scene. Ain't no thing, baby, cause we coming up in the game, that's how we do it. We getting money, and we go here and there, and we clock the bank, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, I was high as fuck on the airplane. Thinking to myself about street game. How a black man will do you in a minute. Walk around the corner, see some shit and get in it. How the police always trying to catch ya. Fell asleep and woke up in Houston, Texas. Gangsta ass niggas from the 5th and the 3rd. Take your ass there, nigga, fuck what you heard. Next night we did a show in New Orleans. Same gangsters, same old scene. Yelling at 7th at 9th Ward. I seen my homies from the 3rd and the 4th. It was me, Big Dog, and the Edgard Posse. Having fun and you just can't stop me.
thank you very nice.